changed. I can feel it. I smell it in the air.
No matter where you are,
it's time.
Opening Wackhead's window on the world with...
Here we go. Here's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to actually say this up front that there are a few references in here. In fact, there's two.
Yeah, two.
That are not suitable for kids.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Two. You've warned us.
You are warned, officially.
Okay? You've been warned.
I have to say that. There's two that are not suitable for kids. So right. You know what to do. Put on something else right now.
Put on Barney.
Yeah. So there's this guy, Daniel Oosthuizen, who is, he's got a telecom account for ADSL. He had a 10 gig line, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And then because he uses so much internet.
Jeez, that's a lot, yeah.
He needed to get an uncapped line. So he's just recently got an uncapped line, according to his girlfriend, Susan Tallian. Now, he's had it for about 2 months. You must understand that Daniel is one of these serious gamers. Like, gaming is his life. I mean, there's some new game called Guild Wars.
I wouldn't know.
2 came out, and he stayed up till 12 o'clock that night to download it because it had just arrived on, like, the 25th of this month. Played it right through the day, right through the night. Didn't stop for, like, 6 days. Hooks up with all his friends around the country.
Oh, yeah.
And they play all these. I don't know if it's a shooting game or what it is. he's also said to his girlfriend that, because she comes home, she's a big fan of the show, she goes home every night, tells him about what the prank was, and he always says, yeah, I'll quote you, he says, yeah, all those people that he catches are just plain and simply stupid.
Oh, I love it.
He will know it immediately.
Okay. Love it.
So just to, ahead of time, there's two references here that are not suitable for kids. Daniel Oosthuizen, a serious gamer, I call him from Telkom.
Donella.
I'm looking for Mr. Daniel Oosthuizen.
Speaking.
I'm calling you from Telkom, sir. Good evening.
What is this in regards with?
Regards to the connection.
Yes.
You are exceeding your limit, sir, with the consumption of the line.
I believe that it was uncapped.
Think of it like this. The best explanation I can give is like with load shedding. There's a certain amount of bandwidth that comes in. People use, and the people that abuse, we have to stop.
And abuse.
Yeah. What is the majority of it used for, sir?
You want to call me now to tell me you're going to block it. My question is, why can't you call me and just tell me that, listen, this is as much as you are allowed to use on uncapped, and if you do go over it, then we might look at blocking your line.
Well, this is...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
I thought that was what it meant, and I basically downloaded a game of 16 gigs and stuff like that because...
Do you play games? Do you play? Is that what it's used for? Networking games?
Yes, that is what it is used for. I just now downloaded a game about this weekend. I had to download the client for it. It was about 16 gigs. And right before that, it was another game and another game. So basically, there was like 3 games that I downloaded.
Say, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Are you downloading these games for your kids?
I'm downloading it for myself.
You're playing games?
Yes.
Why?
Okay, I don't understand why you are attacking me. I really hope that this call is recorded.
All our calls are recorded, sir.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful because I honestly can't understand why you would ask me a question like that.
You're 29 and you're playing all these TV games.
That is correct.
Are you one of these gaming nerds?
You are actually attacking me on a personal level.
Why are you wasting your time playing games?
I promise you, my friend, you are going to put me through to your manager. Well, I'm just going to phone back and refer.
I will put you
and
through.
And it is recorded. And quite frankly, I feel like you are attacking me on a personal level. And that is completely unacceptable.
I'll just stop the recording now.
Okay, so you're just going to stop the recording.
Yep.
Done.
Okay, you can go for that. I'm still going to phone them back. And I'm still going to refer to the recording that was it.
Yeah, I'll delete.
Oh, sure. Like anybody has access to delete recorded calls.
I can. Listen. Gone.
I'm waiting for your manager.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, yes. Mr.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Tubbs?
Tubbs, are you the manager there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and this call is recorded, is it not?
Let me just check. No, he stopped the recording.
Yes, he stopped the recording. I would like to know why. Why? What gives him the right to stop the recording and then abuse me on a personal level?
Yeah, well, what happened?
Well, quite frankly, this guy is abusing me on a personal level.
How so?
He asked me what I was downloading, and I made it perfectly clear that I was downloading games and stuff.
sorry.
Excuse me?
For you, okay?
Yeah. Which I have the fullest right to do, quite frankly. And then he comes and he tells us, yeah, no, we are all nerds in our nerdy rooms and we should get out and enjoy life and shit like that. Listen, that is unprofessional. Then I am absolutely stunned at the unprofessionalism that's happening there. Because this is absolutely ridiculous. This is serious.
Excuse me?
This is serious. I am unbelievably serious. I feel offended. Somebody comes and tells me, yo, you nerdy types do this, and we suck up all the bandwidth, and I'm 29 years old, and what am I doing with my life, and things like that. I find it very offensive.
Do you play a lot of games?
When I have the time, yes.
It's a serious question, yeah. Why don't you use the internet for what it was originally designed for?
Oh, my word.
What is its primary application, according to you?
For porn.
All right, there we go. Okay. That's just... Okay.
He's stumped.
Are you playing a game right now?
No, I am not. I'm actually trying to find that fine print. I'm actually trying to find...
Can I help you along here?
Go for it.
Go to open your web browser.
Yes.
My friend, I am going to save your life right now. www.asian.
Okay, hold on. Yeah.
ASIANGRLS.
Yeah.
.com.
Okay.
What does that say?
AsianGirls.com.
Yeah, let me know what comes up.
No, I'm just waiting. Hold on 1 second.
He's actually waiting.
What? Oh, man. That is horrible, man. I'm going to drop this call.
You see, now I've just done you a favor, because that's what you should be looking at and not gaming like a little 12-year-old.
Oh! Okay, seriously, who is this?
It's Wackhead Simpson, yeah.
What the hell? What the hell? What the hell? Whose idea was this?
Susan Talia, your girlfriend.
Are you kidding me, man? This is like the most stupidest... Oh! My boot. Oh, man, no way.
Okay, let me explain you. Let me read the email that...
Please, I would like to know.
I listen to you every day and I love your show.
That's very true.
Yeah. She says, when I tell my boyfriend in the evenings about your jokes, he always says that the people you prank is just plain and simply stupid.
Stupid.
And that he will know the moment somebody tries to prank him.
Fair enough. The people that get pranked aren't that stupid.
Hold on. Say that again.
The people that get pranked aren't that stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well done.
Exactly.
The world has changed. I can feel it. I smell it in the air.
No matter where you are,
it's time.
Opening Wackhead's window. Life's good.